evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, this Thursday, December 18th, 2014. Welcome to the women's segment, the women's roundtable. Ngati kurukurei madzimai, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today we're discussing the high incidence of viral videos on social network portraying women negatively and celebrating their harassment.
To join our discussion, you can phone us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And as you know, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But for you ladies out there, Thursday is your day, the Women's Roundtable.
And we are also on the web. You can find us on www.voashona.com, kumbenjalo www.voazimbabwe.com, kumbenjalo ku www.voandebele.com.
And PJ, earlier on we had an interview with Fungai Machirori, the director of Her Zimbabwe, an organization that actually educates women on how to protect themselves on social media. Let's take a listen at the encouraging words that she had to share on how women can protect themselves on social media.
We wrote an article today about the sharing of videos and content without people's consent, particularly women. Content that tends to be very damaging to their characters and their public image. What we are basically saying in the article is that we need to start looking at ways that women can protect themselves and create safe spaces for themselves in how they share content. Because it seems that digital media, we can't really control its reach and the way information is circulated. So the next best thing that one can do is try to use secure methods of sharing information. For instance, just logging out of your account every time you use it, especially in a public space, because someone else can log into that same machine and find your Facebook open and start posting as yourself or extracting information from your account. The same thing as well on your own phone, because if your phone happens to be stolen and someone picks it up and everything is live and active, they can do the same thing. So there are those simple methods that we can use. Try to use different passwords for different things and don't share your password with anyone else. Also, on the bigger scale, there are digital tools that one can use to protect their data. Some of them are free and open source. They can be downloaded online, and they can generate all sorts of information that just protects you. For instance, randomizing your IP address, which is the address allocated to your computer, or in terms of wiping out files that may sit on your machine, but making them look like they are not actual files. For instance, if you have sensitive documents, you can create a folder which sort of it hides everything in that folder but looks like something else. It can look like a video file. And if someone tries to get into your system, they will see something that looks like a video file, which will not play, but which will just not show any of your other files.
What do you advise women, especially those in relationships where they have found themselves in compromising positions, where they've actually sent video content to their better half and then find it being circulated on the internet or on WhatsApp?
The more immediate things that people can do, but there is a bigger scheme where you can find out more about digital security and empower yourself with those tools. But it still boils down to trust. Who you trust with your content? Do you trust your boyfriend enough that, you know, if you give him pictures of yourself in the nude, that he won't circulate them should you break up? That's something that you can't foresee or forecast. The truth is you really can't control what someone does with data. I think we saw that in the Tino Ponakatande case, wherein her video was taken to a newspaper, a news publication, and excerpts were then published. There was seemingly no recourse to action of a legal nature from that case. So it seems that in as much as we do have, you know, laws about, and our constitution talks about, you know, the person and protection thereof, there seems to not be any legal mechanism, unlike in different countries that are now promulgating such laws, that can protect people from such things. I mean, defamation of character, I don't know if that has been pursued before, but that to me seems like the most obvious route to take. But in the absence of absolute trust, there's no relationship or person that you can say 100% trust inheres in that or in them. But in the absence of that, we have to find other means to protect ourselves. And sometimes it just means sharing less.
And PJ, that there was Fungai Machirori, the director of Her Zimbabwe, which is an organization that educates women on how to protect themselves on social media and other platforms as well. But as you know, opinion is divided over the use of social media by members of the public in the advent of platforms like WhatsApp, Facebook. Most women rights organizations are enraged at some of the viral videos that have been circulating on social media. The most recent, as you know, is that the one that has really sparked outrage is a video of a young lady being accosted by touts at a taxi rank right in the clear view of some security enforcers who stood by and seemed to take no action.
Yeah, I saw that one too. And there is another one, earlier in the week, a video of a woman, in divorce proceedings with her in-laws, the cultural, Kupiwa Gupuro, mm-hmm. following allegations of infidelity were posted in social media, creating an uproar as well, from rights activists. The invasion of privacy comes into play here, especially on the video of the women in divorce proceedings is now really, sparked an uproar and started the discussion around patriarchy and cultural practices as well.
Yes, PJ, and a good note coming up. I just received some news before we came on air that in light of all this development, the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe will mm-hmm. be holding a press conference tomorrow at the Zimbabwe Women's Coalition offices at Corner 7th Street and Herbert Chitepo to discuss, you know, the way forward, because these are incidences that people actually look at and then circulate mm-hmm. on social media. And, you know, during that time, you know, nobody's actually questioned about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. The conference is at Zimbabwe Women's Resource Center and Network, ZWRCN, on Corner 7th Street and Herbert Chitepo, as you said, marvelous.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And hopefully some good will come out
of it. Yes, yeah. I think there was also some discussions even today mm-hmm. In which our own Mavis Gama attended a workshop on human rights and the media.
Really? That's yes. very interesting, because mm-hmm. I think this cause is also, we have young children. It doesn't only touch women. It touches families as well.
Yes.
How they use the social media. What are they posting out there? So we need to be really, you know, on the lookout to make sure that we're also conscientizing our own children on how to use the social mm-hmm. media.
I understand that the husband of that lady who was caught on video on the divorce proceedings, mm-hmm. her picture and her children were also put on the network, on the social network, mm-hmm. But it was pulled down by human rights activists and women's rights activists as well.
Mm. And I think that's a good move there, because mm-hmm. The children are really innocent.
Yeah, they didn't choose their parents.
Yes, you're right there. But also, you know, social media has also worked for some people, like socialite Pokelo Onare. Mm-hmm. She had a sex tape with singer Stana, and she became the Kim Kardashian of Zimbabwe. So, you know, opinions are really divided, but
but at the same time, I wouldn't say it worked well for her using those means. I would call another example. A good example of like the uprising in Egypt, for instance, mm-hmm. they used the social media.
Yes.
The uprising in other countries that happened, was it 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Those sort of things are helpful to the nation and to the women's society as a whole. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sihluzeni bomama sibamba ke indaba eziphathelane lenkundla lezi esezibuyile ezabuya lemichina le yangalezi nsuku, i-technology yangalezi nsuku. sabona ke so siba labo Facebook iFacebook leyi isi tholise abanye amathuba kodwa ke yaphambanisa abanye impilo zabo imizi yachitheka eminye imizi njalo yakhiwa kodwa ke lamhlanje sigxile kakhulu edabeni oluphume ensukwini ezedluleyo ngathi ngama video amabili aphumileyo aka mama unkosikazi okade saliwa ephiwa ngosiko lesishona ukuthiwa iguburo esesaliwa ngoba ebanjwe elesikomba kodwa ke yafakwa enkundleni le abantu abanye bahleka abanye njalo bamzwela umama lo okade saliwa ngoba kade ekhala njalo abantu abakhe bafakwa khona lapho izinto ezinjalo ukuthi nxa sizingena lapha ku social network ziba njani ziphambanisa njani impilo zethu njengabo mama imuli zethu i society as a whole eZimbabwe ukuthi yikho esikubambayo namhlanje
chokwadi cho PJ nasi muchirongwa chedu ngatikurukurei madzimai tiri kutarisa zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika PJ padande mutandere internet uyezve patingati futi pamafoni nekuti WhatsApp iri pafoni tinoona vhikira pfura nezuro chai takaona mwana wechidiki musikana achibviswa iye hembe
tachukelwa tachulelwa izigqoko
achishungurudzwa navana windi pane imwe taxi rink muHarare izvi zvaita kuti madzimai nevamwewo vakaona izvi zvichitika vati ivo aiwa hazvingarambe zvichiita zvakadaro nekuti zvinoita kuti mwanasikana asazokura ane chimiro chakanaka uyezve achiziva kuti aiwa ane kodzero dzake semwanasikana saka tiri kuona kuti pari zvino takatarisana zveneimwe vhidhiyo yakabuda paFacebook neipo paWhatsApp yevamwe amai vanga vari kupuwa gupuro nemurume wavo tinoziva zvedu kuti pane zvatakaona vainzi ivo vakange vaita zvisina kunaka saka pari zvino ndo zvati kunyanyotarisa kuti zvii zvingaitwe kuti tiwanikidzwe isu tichichengetedza kodzero dzemadzimai uyezve tinoona kuti mangwana kuchange kune musangano mukuru imomo muHarare wekutarisa kuti pangagadziriswe sei kuti madzimai asawanikwe iwo achishungurudza ipapa padande mutande reintaneti pangave pari paFacebook kana paWhatsApp
emhlangano lowu uzakwenzelwa emahofisini abeZimbabwe Women's Resource Center and Network kukhona 7th Street Law Herbert Stapel eHarare ukuthi sicebisane njengabo mama ukuthi singaluphatha njani lolu daba lwetechnology olunye itechnology leyi isifundise abanye abanye njalo yabaphambanisa ukuthi bayisebenzisa ngendlela engayisiyo
PJ tinenge tawana munyarikani wedu wekutanga tinavo vese vaviri tombotanga na negweta muzvare Rachel Chibaya tinokuchingamidza ipano pachirongwa chedu hello muzvare Chifamba tokuchingamidzai aiwa muri kuinzwa iri mugango iyi takanyanyotarisa nenyaya yemwanasikana uyo watiri kunzwa kuti akawanikwa iye achishungurudzwa PJ wandiri kutaura naye kunoku navana windi amene kuti imimi munozvibata sei sesangano reshamwari yemwanasikana
waita hako nyaya iyi yanga iri kungobuda padande mudande sekutaura kwatamboita kuya rega ndingotibatse izvishoma panyaya yemudzimai uyu wokutanga kuburitswa achizvideredzera kuti murume ari kuti handichati nekuti uri kufungidzwa kuti wawanikwa uine chikomba zvinondishamisa ndechekuti isusu madzimai ndofunga kubvira kareko takangobvira achitarisirwa pasi nekuti chatinoziva ndechekuti murume akaita mumwe mukadzi kunze hakudaidzwe dare chero kasinda akuenda kunotaurira madzitete ndo zviri kuita murume zvinonzi ndo zvavanoita vese shingirira nekuti imba asi chinoshamisa ndechekuti mukadzi akanga azonzwika kuti aita chimwe chete ichocho musha wese unodeedzwa kusanganisira hama dzake nehama dzemurume kuti uyaimuone paitika mashura nekuti munhu wemudzimai kuti nekuti zvaita zvinenge zvakanaka asi kana chinyangadzo chiri chevanhu vairi chinofanira kubatwa nemuto umwe chete chikonzero ndicho chiri kuzoita kuti madzimai mazhinji aramba akagara mudzimba kunyange dai vasiri kubatwa zvakanaka kunyange dai vari kushungurudzwa nekuti anotozviona kunge iye ane mhosva anotsvaga nzira dzekuzviudza kuti ndini ndakanganisa svikei kutosvika pakuguma zvochinobatsa kumwana wedu musikana anokura achizviona nekuti anongofunga kuti mai paya pavaidai vaiona sekunga ndivo vatadza ndofunga ndivo vaitadza naiye anokura aine mwoyo mumwe chetewo kuti munhu anongoonekwa semunhu muupenyu munhu rume kwete munhu womukadzi kuchiuya panyaya iyi yemusikana angafunga zvakare padande mudande nenyaya yekuti akawanikwa nanahwindi akapfeka hembe yavanoti kwavari ivo ipfupi isumu kuziva kwedu nekuona kwedu nekuongorora munhu wese ane kodzero yekupfeka mapfekero anofunga kuti kana ndakaapfeka aya pandiri akandinakira nekuti kanganiko katinoona vanhurume vakapfeka zvavanopfeka vanopfeka mashotsi vanopfeka mavhesi isu sevanhukadzi hatina kwatakamboenda tikaita mhopoto nekuvakurura kuti mapfekero enyu atikanganisa zvinozongoonekwa basi kana zvako vana vedu vasikana hazvisi kungomukanganisa pachaunga pazvaitikira chete nekuti kwaataenda ikoko uko ataenda unozvitarisa anozviona sechiro chisina basa ndoo panotangira vana vedu kushaya yatinoti confidence pachirungu nekuti nyange dai atoo kuchikoro chaiko anongofunga kuti pandichasumuka ndichitaura zvandinoda kutaura hazvireve chinhu nyange dai aona zvinomukanganisa nekuti vanhurume ivavava ndivo vamwe chetewo vatiri kugara navo munharaunda akanga aona zvinomukanganisa kuti adzokera noti ndadai zvinonzi muruku ndopaunoona paya zvimwe zvikonzero zviri kupiwa nevanhurume zvekubata vana zvibharo kuti vanotaura tinobata zvibharo nekuda kwemapfekero ko vana vari kubatwa zvibharo vane makore mairi vaonekwa kupfeka chii
aiwa tinotenda mumbobata makadaro PJ
siyamukele unkosazana Nomsa Nege siyakwamukela kuhlelo
siyabonga
kunjani kona ngapho eBilitani
ngiyabanda
sesihlanganiswa zinkundla lezi ezebulenjini oFacebook oWhatsApp uyibonile lawe izindaba lezi esikhuluma ngazo ezimbili zama-videos that have gone viral ukuthi usebenzisa esikwenzayo ama-social networks lawa kufanele na kumbe kulezinye indlela esingazisebenzisa ukuba sixazulule iindaba zethu
I think at the moment I think if well ama-social networks as a out of hand to be honest zikhona ezinye izinto ezingafanelanga ukuthi zingabonwa ngomhlaba wonke ezingafanele ukuthi zisolve ngama-families and stuff like that like liya ekamama lwane ekhapulu liyana debe ne-family and stuff like that I don't think at any point that they should even have gone out of the house and thina indlela esikhule ngayo even amanye ama-family members won't even know what happened that's how we look understand it was an ubuntu bethu so nasokufika kulisa stage ukuthi i-Facebook ingena umhlaba wonke you understand ukuthi I don't even know the family but now when you say that into esiyiportraya vele ikuthi isinto asisekho
asisekho
and konke lokhu kukhozwa yiyo i-social network yona le
kwenziweni ke lokho kokantombazana lo dajulelwe isigqoko sakhe ngoba kuthiwa ubegqoke imini angikwazi ukuthi lapha izindaba ezimbili engizibonayo lapha ukudatshulelwa ngohindi kanye lokufaka ilokhuzeni ividiyo yangikhona emphakathini ngelinye ngolunye njalo olunye udaba
ya nazokufika khona ekudabuleni khona ukuthi ukubonisa ukuthi abantu umuntu wesifazane abamboni njengomuntu it's just like an object ukuthi ugqoke into le nto egqokile ngoba uyayithanda and ufeela confident ukuthi ugqoke naleya nto yonaleya then omunye umuntu sokungeyokwazi ukumaka ukuthi no le nto ayigqokile i-wrong which is not right because everybody chooses what they want to wear
yes.
then bona nasebebona umuntu owesifazane egqoke something sebecaba ukuthi i-wrong into ayigqokile kusho ngezindlela bafuna umkhethela ukuthi agqokeni then nabesuka lapho which is yona le social network futhi bahlala begadile kulo muntu ogadileyo amafoni ona labantu abaphethe bangabona anything even ukuthi bancedise abakwanisa ukuncedisa into abayaziyo ukuthini
batati zithombe bafose baphosele futhi ku social network then izawundu umhlaba wonke
bamiyangise ngamandla
bamiyangise ngamandla yikho khona ukuthi like
maybe PJ before we continue we can take our lawyer so she can help us at least debate on what we're seeing happening if those people that had the images posted actually have a right to sue.
Yes.
Mr. Rachel Chibaya, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yes, we have our two guests here, but we'll just fire off with you due to time. What's your view? How can women actually protect themselves, or can they protect themselves from what we've seen happening on the internet, especially where, you know, women are being portrayed negatively and their videos going viral?
Yes, actually, I encourage women to utilize the courts, to utilize our courts, to institute or to litigate.
Hello, Mr. Chibaya. Ms. Chibaya, can you move around? Your network is the line is not very good. I spoke to you earlier on, and you sounded, you know, really good. Right now, can we try again? You can go again.
All right.
Yeah, that's better.
I'm saying I need to encourage women to litigate and to make use of our courts, to approach our courts and try and bring the perpetrator to book. I'm actually holding the Constitution of Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm.
particularly on the Bill of Rights. If I may refer you to section 66 mm-hmm. of the Constitution, which talks about freedom of movement and residence.
Mm-hmm.
Subsection 2 says every Zimbabwean citizen and everyone else who is legal in Zimbabwe.
Hello,
Zimbabwe. So as I'm looking at that video that we watched,
mm-hmm.
we noticed that girl being harassed, being hindered. She couldn't move from one point to another. So in a way, her rights were being infringed. Her right to move freely in Zimbabwe, we have seen those rights being infringed by a second Zimbabwean just like that. So I encourage women to approach us legal practitioners, we can help them when we are victim in such a circumstance, so that we do litigation on their behalf.
Ms. Chibaya, I'm going to ask you to just maybe move, or we'll call you back because your line, you're really giving us very valid points that our listeners would like to hear,
but
it's not coming out very well. So maybe put your phone down and we'll call you right back.
All right.
Thank you. All right. PJ, you heard Ms. Chibaya. Pavari kutaura ivo kuti aiwa kana munaona asangana nedambudziko irori rekuti atorwa mufananidzo uye mufananidzo wake uri kuiswa padandemutande reinternet kana WhatsApp, anogona kuenda kumagweta saivava muzvare Chibaya kana kumuwo kuti anotaura asi sekutaura kwandamboita navo tisatauya pachirongwa vati zvakakosha kuti uende kunomhanyara kumapurisa sechinhu chekutanga kuitira kuti pavhurwe docket wozoenda iwewe kune gweta kuitira kuti gweta rizotora nyaya iyi richiona kuti rozvifambisa sei, voenda kukoti here kana kuti voita sei. Saka ndozvavari kukurudzira kuti aiwa madzimai ngavasatya kunomhanyara kumapurisa sei mwanasikana watakaona uyu. Zviya zvakaitika pazvanga zvapera ainge akaenda kunomhanyara kumapurisa ndokunge asina povhurwa docket. Ozoenda zvino kunobatsirwa naana muzvare Chibaya ava magweta epamusoro-soro.
Ndozvatanga chitaura. That's what we were talking about with Nomsa before we took on Ms. Chibaya.
Mm-hmm.
That there are two issues here, especially of that young girl.
Yes.
The violation of her rights to wear a miniskirt. And then the posting of that video,
mm-hmm.
Making it viral and accessing a lot of people accessing it
mm-hmm.
internationally,
mm-hmm.
whole world. So there are two issues here. Who should you tell the?
I think I actually have a response for you there, but mm-hmm. I'll wait for Ms. Chibaya to respond because mm-hmm. I asked her that question before we actually came on the program. She said, you know, the different laws that govern different actions, but she will speak when we get on the phone. But we seem to have Ms. Tariro Makanga from SAFAIDS. Ms. Makanga, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
I know you're very busy preparing for Christmas, but if you can just give us your take on what we've seen happening on social media, especially on the case of the young girl who was accosted by Mawindi.
This is actually a very worrying trend, marvelous, that we are seeing, mm-hmm. where I think society is in a way condoning a lot of abuse that is happening to women. There was a march that women did mm-hmm. against these Mawindi, the tout. Really, when any woman passes through a rank, mm-hmm. the rank marshals, anybody who is there, they are whistling, and now it has even gone to the extent where they verbally abuse that woman, they tear away their clothes, they people then, instead of helping that person, we're actually having people who are actually recording those videos, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. after that, they are circulating them. This is really a worrying trend that we are seeing in Zimbabwe. And as for us as SAFAIDS, as an organization that mm-hmm. that is concerned with women's issues, women's rights, this is an issue for concern that we are really saying, I think the authorities, this is now the time that we really need to act. And I think we need to come up with punitive measures of really finding out who is that person who was the first person to circulate that video. Mm-hmm. I know last week when, early this week when we had that, another issue of a video as well where some woman was recorded after she was allegedly caught cheating, and then the family, when they were divorcing her, they recorded that whole episode and also circulated that on social media. Mm-hmm. And then you have got this woman who's been stripped naked. If we are circulating, what message are we really saying? Are we losing that social fabric that we have as Zimbabweans, that spirit of ubuntu, mm-hmm. that spirit of even saying, if I see something negative being done to or any harm happening to somebody, mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be helping that person instead of using my phone to record and in having the joy of circulating it. Mm-hmm. And you even ask yourself, what is the purpose of circulating that video? Because for me, if I'm going to record that video, I am actually saying I'm gathering evidence and take it to the police so that they're in a position to identify the culprit instead mm-hmm. of circulating on social media and embarrassing that person in the process.
Okay, Tariro, Ms. Makanga, before I let you go, I know you're busy. The fear here is it's not only men that are circulating those videos. What are you educating women to do? Because if they come in, you know, possession of a video that they think will go viral, are you discouraging women from circulating? Because it's not only men that are doing this. It's both women and men that mm-hmm. are posting these viral videos.
Yes, it's actually both women and men. That's why I'm saying as a society, mm-hmm. there is something that has gone wrong with us. Mm-hmm. Because we are not only seeing you, even if you look at the women, they're actually laughing at that
yes,
fellow
some
woman.
Of them, so yes, some of them were actually laughing at it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you actually see the other women laughing, and even we might actually even be shocked to eventually discover that it was a fellow woman who actually recorded that. Mm-hmm. So what I'm liking is we are starting to see the women's movement in Zimbabwe really standing up, and tomorrow they are going to be meeting and coming up with a way forward, because now we are saying this is the time that we need to start serious negotiations, serious dialogue, mm-hmm. serious discussions with women so that we do empower each other and give women that power to say we can stand up for each other. Mm-hmm, even mm-hmm. the other video that I was talking about, it is the other woman who's actually embarrassing this fellow woman. And mm-hmm. we've seen a lot of women, even if you see the discussions that are happening on social media, you're actually seeing other women condoning the other women. And you really ask yourself to say, where are we going? We can't even stand for each other.
Thank you, Ms. Makanga. We'll have to either put you on hold because we're transitioning now. But for our web listeners, you can catch us on www.voazimbabwe.com. And for our guest, Ms. Chifamba and Ms. Chibaya, please also stay on our line. And also our valued listeners, please stay on the line. This is marvelous. Mhlanga Nyahuye. Rambai Makabata.
Ubambe konapo etsingweni. Omunye la esilaye kuhlelo lwethu lwa namhlanje. Kubalaleli bethu beradio, asiyalivalelisa okwamanje, asidibaneni ngevikelizayo. Ngupractice Jeremiah, kodwa ke siyaqhubeka. www.voanjebele.com.